everybody. It's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we're here for the Friday Night Beer Plug. I don't know what I was going to say there.
I got
you. Friday Night Beer Plug.
This is like the seventh take because I kept screwing you up. And I enjoyed that.
Like, now we got to start again. Welcome to the reading of my weekly blog, the Friday Night Beer Blog. And, I write it during the week. And then on Friday, Mike and I sit out back and I read the blog to Mike because why?
Some people don't like to read.
Some people, including whom?
Pretty much everybody in this family except you.
Like to read. Yeah. Kate likes to read.
The women in the family, yeah.
But I doubt she's ever read the blog.
Yeah, I doubt it.
She's ever read the blog. Anyway, we are glad that you are here this week with us. It is a beautiful, beautiful evening in Louisville, Kentucky. We are sitting out on the back deck, as I'm sure you can hear. And it is only in the 70s. It's like 79 degrees. And the humidity is only at like 40-something percent, which here...
That's crazy.
...is amazing. So, yeah, it feels really good. It's going to be nice and cool tomorrow, which means... I wonder... I'm sure it's going to get hot again because it always does, and it is still...
You're right.
...only... Yeah, I told you.
You're always right.
Of course I'm right. It's still only... we're in August, so it is going to get hot again. But I will take this every day and Saturday and Sunday... And any other days you want to make up. So, how was your week, Mike?
Good.
Good. What happened this week?
Same as last week.
No.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. We went out to a concert.
We did? What else?
We celebrated my birthday.
Your birthday was
totally
this,
forgot about that.
Was this week. You're another year older. How old are you, Mike?
57.
Do you feel
a year older? Hell no. I'm still immature. My body's starting to feel 57, but my mind is still 25.
Oh, hello. What did 25-year-old men think about?
Women.
You think about women?
Girls.
You're thinking about girls? That's kind of gross, actually. Because I ain't no girl.
You said 25-year-old. I'm 57, so I'm not 25.
But you said your mind was 25.
Yeah, that's in a maturity state. But
Which is not mature at all.
If you can't tell, I'm moonwalking backwards here.
Yeah, good try. This has been perfect, actually.
Why?
So what was the first thing you mentioned that we did this week?
Boss Gags.
We went to go see Boss Gags last night, and I tell
Amazing.
You.
Amazing. Pretty good. Pretty good concert.
Dude is 78 years old.
Still rocking. They sounded great.
He is rocking the shit out of that. And I'm telling you, and I was talking to Mike about this. I mean, I love all types of music, and I love music of today. But there is something about that type of music.
70s?
Well, I mean, just, it's not even from when it was created, but... The music was in layers. It was like building on layers of sound. I was watching them last night. It's kind of like, you know, you had all these pieces going on. And when is the last time you heard a saxophone live?
How about a soprano?
A soprano saxophone. I mean that was some,
that guy was jamming.
He was jam. That was awesome. Anyway, I digress. If you have a chance to go see Boss Gags while he is out. Right now, do it. Okay, so anything else before we get on to the blog?
We were going to, our sponsors.
Oh, who, so, that's right. So who's sponsoring this here blog post and podcast today, Mike?
Well, actually, we have a dual sponsorship tonight.
A dual sponsorship. Yeah. Do they know that?
No. we still paid them to sponsor us.
Well, you know.
We had Mile Wide, of course.
Obviously.
We started with...
Because they are our quote-unquote sponsor.
Yeah. And they did give you a free membership, so that's
that I haven't used yet.
Well, we gotta hold on to that.
Why am I hanging on to that?
I don't know.
Wow, that crow is like giving the business over.
So anyway, yeah. So we had we started out with the collab between Southern Grist.
G-R-I-S-T. Grist.
Yeah,
Grist.
I don't know.
I think it's Grist.
Called Green Ghost.
Yeah.
Double dry hopped IPA.
Uh-huh.
Hazy IPA. Then we did the bouquet from Mile Wide.
Yeah, and we have a few of those left. And that was a birthday present for you.
That was a birthday present from my son, yeah.
Because he knows you like it.
He knows I like anything good, strong beer.
Mile Wide, yeah. Right.
But he also likes those, too.
So he's hoping to
partake in
the birthday gift. Yes.
And then I think it was Hops on the Hill at Mile Wide.
Last weekend, the event, yeah.
They had Mad Tree there. And we got a Mad Tree beer, which is pretty good. It's Mythic Castle.
A collab.
Yeah. I thought it was a collab, but I was looking on here, and I didn't see.
No, it has
it
to
is,
be a
yeah,
it has to be a
it
collab.
Is right here.
Because that's what they were doing that night.
Yeah.
So it was a Mile Wide and Mad Tree.
Yeah,
where's Mad
is.
Tree out of?
I think they're up in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Or Ohio, at least.
Mm. Well, the beer is called Mythic Castle, and actually, it's a West Coast. This
yes.
was actually my favorite.
You like this
I
one.
I like this one, yeah. It was a little bit lighter than the double dry hopped Green Ghost, so not as heavy-handed in my...
That's another one, heavy-handed.
Is that a beer?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that's from...
You're 57. You're 57. This may take a while. So we'll
heavy seas. Shoot. Oh my God.
Anyway, you think about that. You ready to get on to the?
Yeah, you can post it later.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put that in the show notes if he ever remembers. All right. Are you ready to? Are you ready for the blog? You want me to read? That's Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's the Mad
Tree.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So the title of this week's blog is "My Friends Are Turning 60." It's inconceivable.
I know that's exactly what that's from.
What is it from?
Well, hold on.
Come on, 57-year-old.
It's Princess...
Bride.
Princess Bride?
Very good, Mike. Nice.
Wow, you know how I came up with that one?
I said it. Really slow. And then you sped it up in your mind. All right. August 12th. It is August 12th, right? Am I right? Or August 12th, yes. 2022. The 78th official. Friday night.
Oh, shit.
Beer blog. No shit.
That's like our parents' age.
You know what my dad says? We're pushing. That's pushing 80.
Yep.
One of my good friends turned 60 in a few weeks. Two friends that I've been riding with for years and years are both 61 this year. My sister-in-law entered the last year of her 50s this week, and Mike, that 25-year-old hunk that I chased back in the day and finally nailed down in marriage, aged up to a hearty 57 on Tuesday. Good thing I didn't say 58. Get that wrong. But on the other end of that, my youngest, my perpetual baby, is going to be 23 on the 17th. 23. That's crazy. The world's going to end, y'all. Subheading, how did this happen? Don't read it over my shoulder here. I mean, what the actual hell? I swear it feels just like the other day when Mike, my small children, and I all went to Frankfurt to celebrate my mother's 60th birthday. And no offense to her. Poor Rita.
Sorry, Rita.
Not being in the 50s anymore put her in another realm in my mind. I mean, let's face it. She was old. Nothing really had changed from one day to the next, from 59 to 60. And she still did young people things. But in my mind, surely I would never be as old as her. There were still years and years and years to live before that would happen to me or Mike or any of my friends. Ugh. But time marched on. I remember at one blowout Halloween costume party along the way when one of the aforementioned 61-year-olds talked about how sad he felt about turning 45. We talked about how we couldn't believe that he was 45. That's a thing, y'all. He was dressed as a clown and gave his best sound, his best sad clown face at the number. 45.
He was young.
Wasn't time supposed to freeze in that moment? Wasn't it? Well, it didn't, because just 8 short years later, I was that sad clown turning 45. And that friend was sure to remind me about it. Subheading, what did we expect? I guess I should be relieved that time has been so healthy, fluid, and full of such an amazing assortment of people to make the years pass by so happily. One of the blessings in life is the ability to surround yourself with connections that feel like family. You know, people that you love most of the time, but are allowed to dislike sometimes because you know they aren't going anywhere. Not now, not yet. But the years are moving so quickly. When our kids were all young and giant pains in the ass sometimes, time felt like quicksand. But it began moving faster and faster as the years ticked. Our kids have grown up. Some have married. Others have become parents themselves. And they are looking at my friends that are turning 60 and can't believe they will ever be that age. Ah, young one, just wait.
I mean, if you think about it, you're going to be lucky if you make it to 60.
Well, my dad always used to say, we all get old, if we're lucky.
Exactly.
Subheading, this chapter. We have shared our formative years together. We've laughed, fought, partied, and have done some things we probably shouldn't have.
Me, maybe.
No, not, no, no. All, us and our friends.
Oh, they definitely have.
Yeah, we have shared informative years. We've laughed, fought, partied, and have done some things we probably shouldn't have. Most importantly, we've led some movements and changed some things in our small world for the better. That's good. But now conversations start with how's your, and then you can fill in the blank with things
hip,
like your back,
arthritis,
your arthritis, your diabetes, your heart,
your head trauma,
and in Tim's case, your prostate. We find that we are still hanging on all and on all. We are still hanging on to all of the activities of our youth, while mourning our illnesses, loss of parents, celebrating marriages of all of our kids and our kids' friends. This next chapter is so different from the last few. I think maybe now that I have friends turning 60, that I'm finally becoming an adult. I think there is credibility in knowing that some of your best friends are 60 and that your friendships have endured some serious shit. There's a knowing with each other. No words are needed. And we don't freak out if we don't talk every day. I absolutely know my circle of friends and who will pick up the phone if I call for help. Subheading. The chapter after this one.
Dope.
I honestly don't know how the next chapter will read. I really don't care. Today is the only day I care about. I'm going to love the hell out of these people every day, because if 60 isn't inconceivable enough, imagine when my first friend turns 70 and then 80.
If they're lucky.
Yeah. I know it will be here faster than I wish for, because time seems to have grown wings, and I hate when time fucking does that. We have so much living to do until then, at least while our backs, arthritis, diabetes, hearts, and Tim's prostate are cooperating. Now, note that I still have more than one handful of years until I turn 60. I'm the young one. Not as young as Rachel, but I will say my friends are setting an amazing example of what 60 is and can do, and so I'm going for it, so watch out. You've been warned.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's it. Okay, Mike, what you think? What you think?
I don't know. 60 is, you know, I didn't struggle with 40, 45, or 50, but 55 even. Maybe 60 is going to be, I think I was texting with Rock the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, 60 is going to be a little hard to swallow.
Really?
Yeah, because that's like you're venturing into the Medicare age, you know?
Well, you know, our friends that are 60 already and turning 60, you know, if that's what 60 looks like, then freaking bring it on.
Well, the thing is our friends are not normal. I mean,
they're freaks.
Yeah, they've been lifelong, you know, I mean, they party hard, but at the same time, they take care of themselves.
You know,
and they eat well, they exercise well,
right.
You know.
We are the same, I would hope.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't run from genetics, obviously.
True.
But you can also do everything else within your power to invite longevity. That's so funny because I recorded a conversation with two people today that deal with small changes that you can do to invite longevity into your life. So I can't wait to bring that. That's going to be in October. I won't give any more away, but that's going to be a really great episode.
That's a teaser.
It is.
I mean, August to October. That's like, I'm going to lose interest before then.
No.
Unless you keep teasing me.
The reason it's not going to be until October is because I'm booked up. I got some stuff to talk about.
You're busy.
I'm busy. Anyway, so, all of our friends turning 60, how do you feel about that?
They're
not
60,
all turning 60.
60 is going to be hard to swallow. It's a different, I think that's like the threshold. I remember when my stepfather turned 50, and he was a pain in the ass that year. He was so mad that we celebrated his birthday.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He just like...
Oh, see, 50, I was like, bring it on, man.
He got grumpy. But anyway, 60 is going to be hard, but I think that's probably when
50 was more like the new 70,
true,
but now
true.
50 is more like the new 30.
True. So I started thinking about this, though. I'm like, okay... I'm turning 60.
In 3 years.
Yeah. And my mom died at 78. My dad died at 78.
And he was 78?
I think so. Yeah.
Really?
78, 79. Yeah.
Yeah.
And neither one of them made it. I mean, they're both relatively healthy. Cancer took one. Dementia took the other. So I'm like, I got 18 years.
Oh my gosh, that's dark.
I know.
Dude.
No, it's
that's
like
dark.
It's kind of like, well, you know, you can run from your family, but you can't run from your family's genes.
But you can do everything in your power to make that. We're going to have to blue zone up in here. That's all I got to say.
Blue zone. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to ratchet it down.
Yeah.
Cuz 18 years will pass in 20 years will pass in no time at all.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going anywhere.
You think so? If anybody kills me, it's going to be you.
You
that's
might,
why the guys
you might
go
not have,
first.
You might not have to worry about your genetics. I might kill
oh,
you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Then.
You're killing me slowly every day. Are you kidding me?
Wow, we've been together 26 years. You're not dead
yet. Oh, and you've been chipping away. I got that. I did just downgrade my life insurance policy, so
oh.
Just to keep you from chipping away too fast.
You got that 20-year chip going. Oh, yeah. No, it's interesting. I tell you, my friends inspire me. Everybody takes care of themselves. And
we're lucky to be in a group of people that do, you know, take fitness and health, you know.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and it's hard to, like, when you start to look at your peers in that group and compare yourselves to them and
you can't do that.
Yeah, you're going to, like, I'm going to be like Brad Swope. You know, I'm like, he's a freaking nature, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, look at Boss Gags last night.
Yeah,
78 years
78,
old and standing up there
concert.
For, you know,
yeah.
An hour and a half, 2 hours, jamming it out.
Still
I mean,
sounds
I want to be,
good.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I seriously want to be that guy. So I got to start working on that now. So
you're going to start playing the guitar now?
Yeah.
Work on your singing voice.
I'm going to start working on that now. I'm going to become Boss Gags now. But you know what I mean. All right. So what do you got coming up this week?
You always ask me the same old shit.
Well, it's like, okay. So, no, more what do you not what, have? What do you not have coming up this week?
I don't have any bike races coming up this
week.
No,
this is going to be... I mean, August is always a big month because we have a lot of family birthdays.
August birthdays. Yeah, August birthday parties coming up in a couple of weeks. The 20th, 21st.
That's next weekend. So yeah. We still have another... We still have a Friday night before then. Yeah, we're going to do a lot of nothing, I think. If the weather's going to be like this, yeah, I just want to chill.
I got some yard projects.
Well, don't you always?
Yeah. I got a couple of plants to plant.
Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
I made some beds. I'm going to lay
in them. You
gotta
lie in them.
Is it lie or lay?
It's lie.
Lie?
You don't...
I'm going to lie about them?
You can lay down in them.
I'm going to lay my beds.
Oh, okay. I've been drinking. Don't get me on some grammar. Yeah, that reminds me of my sister who was in a spelling bee tonight.
Oh, casualty.
she got them kicked out, misspelling. She went too fast. I guarantee you she just went too fast. It's a family trait.
Overconfidence.
Here, clink my glass to Kate. Kate.
Kate,
see,
Kathy.
I call my daughter my sister, and I call my sister my daughter.
Casualties.
I'm gonna casually take a drink out of my beer glass.
just don't become a casualty.
Mm-hmm. All right. Love my sister. You know.
Sorry, Cece.
Sorry. It's a bummer. That's a bummer. Oh well.
We all suck sometimes.
It's a story that we're gonna laugh about. That's hilarious. So, yeah, next week, I've been doing this back to school and off to college series. This past week, I had Marnie Levine, who is a college advisor on.
You've had her on a couple times, right?
I've had her on a couple. She is the GOAT when it comes to college advising. And we had a conversation. She straight talked about tips for juniors and seniors and parents of juniors and seniors and what they need to be focusing on in those 2 years heading to college. It was awesome. And
High school juniors and seniors.
Right. Yeah. And there were so many takeaways from the conversation that I had to put together like this PDF. I couldn't even say them all at the end of the podcast. I had to put together a handout so that people could get it. And literally, if you like, get this thing and you print it out, you have sort of like a guideline of things that you need to do in the junior and senior year. So you need to go check out that episode and click the link to get that PDF. And this next week, I'm talking to Moira McCullough, who...
I like that name.
You like that name? No. I told her, I said, I don't think I know anybody named Moira.
There's actually somebody who works at the same company as me, named Moira McShane.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. And it was an M. McShane. And
that's bizarre.
I was M. McShane 1. Yeah. I'm M. McShane, the original, right. Obviously. And then she was M. McShane 1.
Huh. And that's interesting. But it's Moira.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So Moira runs College Scoops. And it is an online community membership group that she has interns and boots on the ground all throughout. She has 100, is working on 140 campuses where they put together these interactive videos to basically answer questions about certain campuses so that you can prepare yourself before you do college visits. So we talked a lot about preparing for college visits, what you need to know, what you need to do. And it is a really good episode coming up next week. So I think people are really going to get a lot of information out of that. That's what I got going on next week.
That's right? Busy.
Is that it? I think that's it. All right. Yep. If you've enjoyed this podcast, what should they do, Mike?
Rate it only if it's 5 stars.
Give Mike 5 stars and then write a review and say, hey, this review is for Mike and it's 5 stars.
You learned me something.
Did I? What did I learn you?
That you only rate it if it's 5 stars.
Oh. Well, no, you can rate it if it's something.
No!
But we don't want
no,
to.
No.
Yeah. So, and make sure to follow or subscribe so these little Friday night conversations fall right into your podcast app.
Ah, is that how that works?
Yeah, it does. Right. They show up. You don't have to go searching for what was that show where those two crazy ass people were talking about?
That one person knew what she was talking about and the other one didn't.
I can't remember the name of it. See, if you subscribe or follow, it just shows up and you'll be like, oh yeah, that's the one. So anyway. All right. We hope everybody has a great week. We will definitely be here next week.
Unless you let me off for the week. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen, though.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week, everybody.
See ya.